Sean Dimson's King Foster presents Divine Solutions for a Problem-Plagued Planet and World. Listen, my friends. From the Middle Passage and slavery to lynching and Jim Crow, from Emmett Till to Michael Brown, humanity still remains enslaved to the destructive fetters of fraudulence and fallacy. From the crackpot pseudoscience of eugenics, which preached a philosophy of superiority based on pigmentation, to the present-day promotion of immorality and sexual deviancy from the powers that be. How long will we continue to deceive ourselves? Listen, we as a nation and planet are deathly ill. And with the passing of each second, we get closer and closer to our day of reckoning for choosing to be so unwise. Listen, my friends, listen. For so long, we have volitionally dismissed the true medicine, which springs from the spirit and the veins of the great physician, God himself, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, only to ingest the designer venom from the laboratory of Satan himself. That's right, the very thief who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, being willing participants in our own demise. Whoa, listen. The Lord is ever willing to help us if we would only ask him to. Huh? I would also implore you guys to please see Isaiah, the first chapter, and please read that chapter in its entirety. Also see Romans 1 as well, the first chapter as well, and please read that chapter in its entirety for further illumination, okay? Listen, my brothers and my sisters, my perpetual progress pursuers, listen, pride comes before the fall, and that's nation or individual. Listen, and America is doing its darndest to repeat the same mistakes that led to the destruction of the empires of yesteryear, and is now declining, I should say, and demon dropping with the best of them. I will also implore you, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, also see Psalms, the 33rd chapter and the 12th verse, and also Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 34th verse. My friends, listen to this intriguing passage that God inspired Solomon to say in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. He inspired King Solomon to make this statement, and it goes like this. Listen, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Before there can be healing in the land, there has to be a healing in the hearts and the minds of the citizens, the individuals who comprise the land. Listen, the process is really quite simple. The Most High has really simplified the process. First of all, we need to confess our need for a Savior and a need for redemption, okay? Next up, we need to repent. We need to turn away from the ways of evil that is causing the destruction and damnation that we're heaping upon our heads for being so rebellious, okay? Like sons and daughters, my God, of Satan and Nimrod, okay? Okay, now, first of all, we need to confess our need for a Savior and confess our need for his assistance. We need to repent and turn away from the wickedness. Then we must believe and receive what the Lord has made available unto us. What has he made available unto us? He has made his grace. He has made his love. He has made his joy and peace available unto us. Okay? Now listen, let me go back and give you some listen real quick. Listen. God has created a fivefold mandate that he's given unto his family of humanity. The fivefold mandate never changed. That fivefold mandate he gave to us in Genesis, the first chapter, verses 26 through 28, when he told Adam and Eve to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue the earth, replenish, and have your God-given dominion as kings and queens upon the face of the earth. Now, sin did not enter the picture. The curse did not enter the picture until Adam and Eve volitionally rebelled against what God had instructed. He believed the lie from the universe's greatest con artist and greatest loser and deceiver, none other than Lucifer, aka Satan, the adversary himself. Listen, my friends, the Lord tells, listen, as inspired the prophet Jeremiah to write in Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter and the 3rd verse, he said, listen, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and wonderful and magnificent mighty things. See, fence in and hid it, which you do not presently know. Because once again, humanity for so long, the void, my God, God's spirit, my God, we lack the revelation that we need to, my God, be able to successfully navigate this earth's territory. So again, we do not distinguish and recognize and have knowledge of and understand. Okay? So again, the Lord reiterates, behold, all the souls are mine, says the Most High. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son of mine, so is mine. The soul that sins, it shall die. Period. Read that again. Again, the Father reiterates, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also is the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sins, it shall die. Again, that is, my God, Ezekiel, the 18th chapter and 4th verse. Again, the Lord tells, my God, the prophet Ezekiel, as he penned in Ezekiel, the 18th chapter and the 23rd verse. Listen, have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked? That's the question, says the Lord. Listen. And not rather that he or she should turn from his or her evil ways and return to the God of his creation and actually live. Which is the whole reason why I sent the Son in the first place, my God, to restore, my God, and to give you life in exceeding abundance and also the gift of eternal life. Huh? Hmm? See, my friends, what so many people fail to realize is this. You cannot live any kind of way and then think, my God, you're going to see a brighter day. It does not work like that. Okay? The blessings come from obedience to God's word. And the curses come from rebelling, my God, and rejecting God's word. It's just that simple. Listen, the wage paid to the unrepentant sinner is death. It's just that simple, baby. Caps, D-E-A-T-H, baby, death. It's just that simple, okay? But the gift of God is eternal life. Life everlasting provided to us courtesy of our Lord God, Savior, King, High Priest, Savior, and Deliverer, wisdom, power, love, grace, joy, and peace, Jesus Christ. So listen, my brothers and sisters, it is the evil deeds of the wicked that leads to the wicked's destruction. It's not complicated. I mean, come on. Listen, everything in this life is based on seed time and harvest, homie. If you do garbage and crap, if you sow those seeds, then hey, because you're being wicked, you're making your own life, my God. You're shortening the number of your own days. Just like the contrast, if you're sowing the seeds of life, if you're contributing to the uplifting, my God, and the growth, my God, of your situation, of course, my God, you got time to live once again. So listen, let me read that again real quick without the ad lib. Listen. The wage paid to the unrepentant sinner is death, but the gift of God is life everlasting. My brothers and sisters, it is the evil deeds of the wicked that leads to their destruction, flat out. And I would also implore you to see Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse, and also see Psalms, the 34th chapter and verse 21 for further illumination. Okay, listen. Humanity was given, my God, the mandate, as I mentioned earlier, okay, the fivefold mandate that we get from Genesis in the first chapter, verses 26 to 28. Once again, that mandate again, to be fruitful, multiply, subdue, replenish the earth, and have our God given dominion as kings and queens, holy and royal kings and queens. Okay, now listen. Now, the Lord tells us also in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 6, which I am now about to proceed in reading. Listen. Therefore, we are commissioned to be ambassadors and emissaries. We are to be holy and regal kings and queens. We are to, in other words, imitate and emulate the Most High God. Okay? We are to follow His good, perfect, holy, and flawless example via His Son, who provides us with the example. Hello. And the whole reason why we are, my God, empowered and able to resemble Him as my God is the whole reason why the Father has provided His Spirit, which He tells us about in Ephesians, the first chapter. And also inspired the Lord to dialogue about is inspired the Apostle John to pen in the book of John and also in the first John, second John, and third John. So again, read it again real quick. Again, it's Ephesians the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Listen, therefore, be imitators of the Most High God, emulate Him and follow His perfect example. As well-beloved children, imitate their Father and walk in His love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and unified us unto Himself and the Father and gave Himself on our behalf up for us as a slain offering and a sacrifice to God the Heavenly Father for us, so that it became a sweet fragrance in the Father's nostrils. Because without the revelation, without the redemption, my God, to the Father, we were hostile. See, the carnal mind is enmity. It's automatically tuned in since the fall to reject and to dismiss, my God, the truth, my God, that proceeds forth from the mouth of the Most High God. You know, that's why he inspired his apostle Paul to hammer home this very point. And Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the verse 23 and 24, where, and also Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 2, where he states, listen, Be transformed by the renewal of your mind so that you are able to prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable to the Most High God. Again, be not conformed to this world, baby, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind so that you are able to prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable to the Most High God. Also, in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 20 through 24, the Lord says, listen, and be transformed in the spirit of your mind after God, who is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Not pseudo, fake churchianity or religiosity and hypocrisy, but be transformed in the spirit of your mind, because if you have the spirit of truth, my God, you're going to actually know what to do in the first place, which His word, my God, provides us with the navigation points anyway. Without God's navigation system, homie, we're lost, okay? We're lost, okay? Flat out. It's like a person born with no eyeballs. We blind and can't see. Hello? All right, then. So again, let me do that again real quick. So therefore, be imitators of the Most High God, emulate Him, and follow His perfect example, flat out. As well-beloved children, obey their parents and imitate their fathers. Okay? Huh? And walk in the love of the King. Your esteeming and delighting in one another, Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God, the Heavenly Father, for us. So He became a sweet fragrance. See, but immorality, sexual vice, and all the impurity of lustful, rich, wasteful living, avarice, or greediness must not even be named among you, if you're a true child of the Most High God. See, as is fitting and proper among God's true saints, the household of faith, God's consecrated people. So let there be no filthiness, obscenity, indecency, nor foolish and idiotic, satanic, demonic, sinful, silly, and corrupt talk, nor stupid, idiotic, coarse jesting, which are not fitting or becoming, but instead of worship, thankfulness to the Most High God. For be sure of this, that no person practicing sexual vice or impurity in thought or in life, or one who is covetous, who has lustful desire for the property of others, or is greedy for gain, for he or she in effect is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So let no one run a game on you and delude and deceive you with empty excuses and groundless arguments for these diabolical deeds, these sins, and carnal activities. For through these things, the very wrath of the Most High God will come upon the sons and the daughters of rebellion and disobedience. Again, my friends, that is Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Listen, pay attention. Let's rock and roll. Listen. See, the words of the wise like prodding goads, and firmly fixed in the mind like nails are the collected sayings which are given, as proceeding forth from out of the mouth of one God-inspired shepherd. But after going further than the words given by one God-inspired shepherd, my son, my daughter, please be warned. Of making many books, there's no end. So once again, do not believe everything you read, but prove everything you read, okay? See, much study is weariness to the flesh. Listen, let's get to the crux. The matter in its entirety is this. Listen, all that's been heard, the end of the matter is this. You better get to know the Most High God. You better fear the Most High God. You better honor and revere and worship the Most High God, knowing that He is. And that He is a rewarder of those who will diligently seek Him. The Lord don't play hide and seek. He plays seek and find. Hello? So again, listen. And also, we are obligated to keep the King's commandments. Hello? It's for our benefit. Listen, don't you think the creator of the universe, up in His peace, the one who made you, can tell you how to live a life, my God, we can prosper, excel, and be blessed? All right, then. That's a unanimous yes. For this is the whole duty of humanity, homie. It's not a question, yo. It's not a riddle. Flat out. The full original purpose of His creation, the object of God's providence, and the root of divine character, and the foundation to all happiness in the first place, and the adjustment to every stank, nasty, jacked up, inharmonious, dysfunctional circumstance and condition under the sun, homie. And the whole duty for every man, woman, boy, and girl upon the planet. For God shall bring every work into judgment, homie, with every secret thing, whether it is good, which leads to blessings, or evil, which leads to cursing and destruction, damnation, flat out. My friends, I've just read unto you Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 through 14. Listen, my brothers and sisters, this planet continues to celebrate what is obscene and tries to berate that which is godly and good. Let me tell you something right now. God is Alpha and the Omega, and He is the first and the last. And He is the one who has the final say, baby. The first and the final say. Hello? See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Let me tell you something right now. Homie, heaven and earth going to pass away, homie. You know what I'm saying? But the word of the king, homie, ain't gonna never fail, baby. Hello. See, so it will behoove us then to actually know what the king said up in his piece and actually understand and practice what the king told us to do in the first place. Hello. You don't guess your way through life, baby. Don't work like that. See, who? Listen, the Father has given us, my God, his holy word, the Bible. Hello. See, the word of God is my God. Humanity is my God. Divine system for navigation. The Lord, my God, his word is our GPS system. Hello. In God's word, we receive, my God, God's principles for achieving true success in this life and preparation for the next, baby. Hello. All right, then. So again, it would behoove us then to know what the Lord says. Well, Lord, my God, inspired my God, the Apostle Paul, to tell my God Timothy and my God, God's church, the ecclesia, the call that was, to listen, study, to show ourselves approved. Because once again, study to qualify yourself to reign. Study to show thyself approved. A workman. Needed not, it would be a shame, but being able to rightfully and actively divide God's word of truth. Hello. Because once again, we are here to put his glory on display. Hello. Huh? Flat out. So again, my friends, as I get ready to conclude this brief commentary, on the divine solution for this problem, plague, world, and planet, this is now your invitation to join me on this brand new global spiritual and intellectual renaissance, baby. Time to wake up, baby. Hello. Oop. So click on the link below now to begin your ascension. My friends, listen. This has been Sean, your son's King Foster. Kingdompreneur. Personal optimization strategist. Empower Media Publisher. Spiritual and intellectual investment banker. Founder and CEO of Sean D. Foster Enterprise International, where my vision is quite simple: to build legacies of outstanding greatness, baby, one family at a time, via my Empower Media Publishing subsidiary, baby, which is Infinite Prowess Enterprises LLC, the world's number one Empower Media Publishing company, where my mission is what? To ever enrich, enlighten, inspire, and empower you and yours from now into infinity. Listen, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, and my perpetual progress pursuers, know that I am ever your partner in perpetual growth and infinite enrichment. Again, be your best, and God bless you and yours.